Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's up, Motiversity fam? If you're loving our daily motivation and are hungry for powerful conversations that'll ignite your mind and propel your journey, you've got to check out Tom Bilyeu's podcast, Impact Theory. Dive deep into the minds of the world's most sought-after guests, the game changers, innovators, and thought leaders who crack the code to success. And Tom's insatiable hunger for knowledge gives the show urgency and relevance while giving listeners the knowledge, tools, and empowerment to take control of their lives and develop true personal power. Imagine a virtual mentorship with visionaries like Tony Robbins, Simon Sinek, and Tim Ferriss. Tom dives into their stories, extracting the wisdom and strategies that have shaped their extraordinary lives. It's not just a podcast. It's your roadmap to personal evolution. Impact Theory will challenge your thinking, push your limits, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Find Impact Theory wherever you listen to podcasts and join the community of impact-driven individuals who are changing the game. Remember, Motiversity fam, it's time to unleash your potential. Tune into Impact Theory and let your transformation begin.
I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Because life changes so quick. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something. We really don't have any control. We can control what we possess, emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just life in general, we have no control of that. But it's so many parts of the injury that shaped my perspective. It was almost surreal. Your career is probably over. Your arm and hand will probably never be the same again. Hey man, life don't owe you a thing. Everybody done been through something. Everybody's gonna encounter something. I think the beautiful thing about adversity and opposition, when you live with it, it teaches you. If you're open to it. Easiest thing in the world to do is to be negative. Easiest thing in the world to do is complain. Easiest thing in the world to do is to quit. That's easy. It's moments like that that you remember, that shape and mold you as a person, as you go throughout life, and I think we all have them, right? We all have these moments, right? Whether it be humility moments, whether it be, you know, moments that keep us grounded. It's just we choose sometimes to forget them. And for all of us, we're gonna encounter those defining moments in our lives, right, to where it's gonna hurt. It's always a lesson, it's always a blessing. It's up to us to extract it. Attitude drives performance. So that's the key to life, I think. Sometimes when things don't go our way, the quote says it. You judge the true character and caliber of a person not by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge the true character and caliber of a person by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. But when things go wrong, things don't go the way you want them to, they don't unfold the way you want them to, who are you? Because that's the true test of who you are as a person. That's your true character. Everybody is going to smile when the sun's shining, man. But the song says it. Can you stand the rain, baby? Attitude is a small thing that we often underestimate. But we really can control that.
come into my junior year and I'm about to get exactly what I wanted. About to get this thing called NFL. 10 games away from this dream. This thing that I've been working for my whole life. My whole life is dedicated to this one game. I got the paperwork that states I'm about to be an NFL draft pick. NFL on top of the paper. Inky Johnson projected top 30 automatic multi-millionaire. Now all you have to do, the hard part's over. Just play the next 10 football games, Ink. You made it. And I go out in a silly game against Air Force, 2 minutes left, and I go to make a tackle that I can make with my eyes closed. And when I hit him, every breath in my body left. My body goes completely limp. I fall to the ground, I blacked out, my eyes open. I'm still not, you know, too concerned, because it's football. When my eyes open, guys run over, Ink, let's rock, man, let's go, let's finish him off. And I'm like, I can't. I said, I can't move. Shock, neck to my toes, I can't feel anything. Shock leaves, it stays in my right arm and hand. I'm like, maybe I got a bad stinger. They put me on the spine board, wheeling me off the field. Doctor says to me as he's walking beside me, I don't know how you're still alive, son, you don't have any pulse. We get to the ambulance, my father's standing there. I'm like, Pops, I laid it on him, right? I put it on him, right? My dad's like, yeah, but I think you got the worst part of this one, eh? Doctor said, we're gonna take you over, run a couple tests, bring you back into the room, everything will be cool. They run the test, they bring me back into the room, mom comes in, kisses, prays, son, you'll be fine. Doctors rush in, head boy says, hey ma'am, gotta rush him back to surgery, he's about to die. If we don't perform this surgery tonight, I guarantee you, you won't be here in the morning. And now the thing I placed my identity in, now it was gone. That's why I laugh at people when they say, man, if I could just get this, I'll be. Man, if I could just get this position, I'll be. Woo! Man, if I could just get this amount of money, I'll be. I'm like, woo. But what happens even if you get it or you don't get it? Like, do you have the ability to accept what you don't understand? Can you handle when things get off course? I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, like, man, I'm 8 games away and God is redirecting me. And I'm like, God, just let me get to the NFL, then redirect me. Like, let me get the contract, then redirect me so I can help my family. And I thought it was over after football got redirected. My life got redirected 2-3 more times before I even fell into my purpose and my mission and what I was supposed to be doing. It got redirected 2-3 more times. I'm thinking I'm gonna be a coach. Just like every guy when he finishes the game, and I'll just coach. But people keep coming to me, telling me, speak, Inky, you need to speak. And I'm like, I'm not speaking.
Everybody got a story. That's how I view life. Everybody done been through something, right? Everybody's gonna encounter something. And so I never looked at speaking, sharing. I never was the guy like, oh man, this happened to me, let me go share with the world. I was like, nah, Ink, figure it out. Like, pick up the pieces, move forward, and figure it out. And so when people would say this, I'd be like, nah, I'm not trying to speak. Like, no, I want to speak. The things we go through in life, man, they're not just for us, right? Once we get to a place of peace and we figure out how to deal with it, it's our responsibility to go out and share that.
Right.
It's like not before the world all the time, but just to share it. Because other people go through things, right? Other people are fighting. Just go out and share it. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I had got hit with something. To where I pondered it, right? To where I was like, you make a nice point. And I was getting invitations to speak at the time, school assembly, you know. I got the same feeling that I was getting in the tunnel, right? And I'll never forget when I got it, I felt it and I captured it. I spoke, did well, got home, and I'll never forget thinking like, man, like, I might need to be more intentional about this. When we go through things in life, the first thing we try to do is understand it. I'm like, nah, man, some things you're going to go through, it's going to be so tough you're not going to understand it right away. Just survive it.
And I always tell a story about when my faith was fortified and my life went to another level, was the only thing I had at that moment was a prayer and a book. I got up and I looked at my wife. I said, I'm going to take this book to Oprah. So I got my book. I got my suit. It's hot. Every door that opened, I ran in it. hey man, Inky Johnson drove from Atlanta. They're like, get out of here. I'm like, man, Oprah people rude, man. I thought you was nice. You give away cars, you rude. So after getting kicked out like four doors, I go to the back of the building. I sit down, I put my back on the building, look up to the sky, and I'm like, God, man, thought it was you. I'm like, man, my wife gonna chew me out, man. I get up, I look down the sidewalk, and at this moment, there was nobody but Oprah and a security guard. Talking about nobody else. She's walking toward me, I'm walking toward her. I get a couple of feet away, I stop. She grabbed my suit, said, hey, that's a nice suit. I said, thank you. I said, I drove from Atlanta, I wanted to get you my book. She said, oh, cool, great. I said, would you mind taking a picture? We take a picture, and I'm going to walk off. She said, I gotta get in and do my show. I said, all right, thank you. And I'm going to walk off, and her security says to me, said, hey, young man, come here. Stop, I went back to him. I said, I just want to tell you something. He said, what just happened never happens. He said, now, I don't know what's going to come out of it. I don't know, book club, show. I don't know about any of that. He said, but I just want to make sure I tell you what just happened never happens. Like, God, are we really moving to the point where I can get up in Atlanta, Georgia, look at my wife, don't know nobody in Chicago, don't know nobody on Oprah's staff, and look at my wife and say, I'm going to meet Oprah. I got a certain level of faith that I'm going to meet Oprah. Like, at a certain point, like, what is it really about? Like, and I know the initial reaction when we go through things is to say, man, why did this have to happen to me? And it's an honest reaction. Because sometimes good people go through some crazy stuff. At a certain point, you're going to hit something. It's going to test that level of faith. And my definition of commitment was always staying true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Like, am I gonna stay true to my beliefs and my core and my essence of who I am as an individual, even if I get a paralyzed right arm and hand? Am I gonna stay true to it, even if my little career that I thought I was gonna have disappears? Am I gonna stay true to it, even if one day I'm in a football game, the thing I love to do, the thing I have been practicing my whole life, and in one moment it gets wiped out? Am I gonna stay true to it?
Somebody comes up to me almost every week and say, like, be honest, like, you said you wouldn't change what happened to you. Why? I got a paralyzed right arm and hand. But who I am as a man, that never got paralyzed. Can I condition my mindset and my perspective that when uncertainty happens, opposition happens, adversity happens, I can put my mind, my perspective in a space and place to extract some good? Stop trying to understand it and focus on surviving it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.